So hi everybody, and today's Father's Day. And I wanted to do a shout out if you've lost your dad, or maybe he's crossed over, or maybe he has dementia, or maybe he was a hideous blood-sucking narcissist. Maybe he moved out when you were two and never got to actually know him. This is for the people who are looking for that sort of peace and joy, even though today is kind of might bring up some issues, might bring up some unresolved fear, anger, excitement, worry. Why can't I look like the, why can't I have a dad like the ones I see at the pool with the friends helping everyone? Okay, so this is just a shout out to you if maybe there's some things going on that Father's Day conjures up or brings up that isn't like everyone else you think is having that experience of that, okay? I remember right after my mom passed, the very first Mother's Day was really challenging because everybody was doing Mother's Day things and it was like, oh, you know, my mom had crossed over. But with my mom, it was so different because I could feel her energy on the other side, and it wasn't really unresolved. She had been sick for a while, and so we got into peace with everything. It was a very different energy than the whole Father's Day energy is for me. So what I do when I'm not happy about something, and I want to be happy, let's check that, when I'm looking to have an experience that is different from the norm, that is, I'm not going to wait until everything gets resolved, until everything gets perfect, until, you know, I somehow magically get over having the dad that I had, right? So what I'm going to just ask you to do is, first of all, trust that we came on the planet to learn things, that we didn't come here to have it be perfect all the time. We came here for it to get a little messy. And the people that we choose to like get messy with are usually the people we love. So it's usually our mom, our dad, our husband, our children. It's usually these people that are close to us where things get a little messy, or maybe a boyfriend, girlfriend. This is where we choose to have a lot of learning experiences so that our bigger gifts can be awakened. So just kind of step up into knowing that if things at some point in your life with one of your parents, and we'll talk about dads today, wasn't perfect or was flawed or had really a lot of horrible, you know, maybe he was an axe murderer. I actually have a friend whose dad murdered a whole bunch of people in a post office. And so if you have a dad, that, you know, for whom there's a lot of things that come up around that, or the dad of your kids, a lot of things come up around that. Let's just trust that we came on the planet to learn and that this is part of that whole. Yeah. And as we get out of reacting to it, and as we get out of needing, excuse me, it to be a certain way, that opens up the door for a very different experience. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing that I have to talk about today, which is something I like to talk about anyways, is to step up into gratitude. So when you step up into gratitude and you start listing your gratitudes, it shifts your happiness. It shifts your energy. It brings you into a better space. So even if, you know, your dad was heinous, let's thank the little sperm that made with the egg to give you a human being body so you could be on the planet right now and to be you and do your thing. So let's first just thank the creative explosion that created you. You know, let's be thankful for that, because otherwise you wouldn't be here and that would be so much less fun. Right? So first of all, just do that thing where you're just thanking creation for being part of you and for you being here. And we'll thank that Father energy for that. And then let's look at what else you can be grateful for today and just start making a list of gratitudes, because in the space of gratitude, it's such a different energy than anything that isn't gratitude. So today I'm going to thank the earth for being here. I'm going to thank all the stars. I'm going to thank heaven. I'm going to thank my children for being here, even if they didn't get necessarily created from that, because we built our family with adoption. I'm going to thank all the little sperms that came from all the other places to make my children. And then I'm going to thank the sun for shining and the rain for falling. And I'm going to thank everyone that I work with for the faith you put in me, because without you, my life would be so much less rich and full. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. So just go into that space of gratitude. And when you're in that space of gratitude, you're waking up a different part of your brain and you're connecting to all that is. And there is so much beauty in that. And if you did have a dad that was exceptionally wonderful, hey, you can still list your gratitudes. And they just might just change your world even a little bit bigger too. So have a beautiful day.